welcome. I'm Luke Cassidy from the Online Desk, and today I'm speaking with political editor Stephen Collins. With the opening of the 31st Dáil and Fine Gael and Labour forming a government with the largest majority in the history of state, I suppose the first question is, were there any major surprises in the makeup of the new cabinet?
There are some surprises, Luke, not major ones. The fact that Joan Burton was given social protection was a bit of a surprise. She had been the Labour Party's spokeswoman on finance for the last few years. When Labour negotiated a second position in finance in this government, it was widely assumed that Joan Burton would take it, or if not her, that it would go to Pat Rabbit, who has a record on the Public Accounts Committee and a record of dealing with big financial issues. However, it's ended up that Brendan Howlin has taken the Labour position in finance, which is, has responsibility for reform of the public service and public expenditure. That was one surprise. And I think on the Labour side, the surprise was that Rory Quinn was in the cabinet and that there was no room for another woman in the cabinet on the Labour side, because there are experienced women in the Labour Party. There are very few experienced women at senior levels in Fine Gael. But Labour have people like Roisin Shortall and Jan O'Sullivan, who were widely tipped for cabinet positions. Neither of them got it, whereas Rory Quinn got responsibility for education. So I think the surprise was more on the Labour side than on the Fine Gael side, because on the Fine Gael side, most of the positions went as expected. One of the big issues was whether or not Leo Varadkar would get into the cabinet. At the age of 32, he's the youngest member. And Simon Coveney of Fine Gael is also in the cabinet. He's 38. So it does lower the average age quite a bit by having those two in the cabinet and takes the grey look off it. Broadly speaking, as expected, apart from some of the Labour surprises.
You mentioned there the role of women in the cabinet. OK, Marie Whelan becomes the country's first female attorney general. But apart from her, there are only two other women, Joan Burton and Frances Fitzgerald. Would it be fair to call the new regime slightly sexist?
Well, it is interesting. It probably does reflect the number of women TDs in the Dáil itself. There are 25 women TDs, but the expectation would have been that there would be at least one more woman minister. Even if you forget about quotas and women for the sake of women token women, which a lot of the female TDs would object to, if you look at women who have a political experience, there were women with political experience, certainly as experienced and as good as men, to bring up that number. So it is a little bit of a surprise that there weren't more women, particularly on the Labour side. On the Fine Gael side, they have very few experienced women TDs. It does raise questions about whether there are opportunities even for women with a lot of political experience.
Of the 15 TDs at Cabinet, 9 of those come from Dublin. Do you think Mr Kenny took any geographical factors into consideration when making the appointments?
Well, he did take some geographical issues into consideration. I think not as much as in the past, because 9 from Dublin probably would have been regarded as too many in the past. There would have been a greater geographical spread. I think he, broadly speaking, tried to bring in as many talented people, certainly on the Fine Gael side. He did spread it around a little bit geographically. Michael Noonan is from Limerick. Michael Noonan is certainly there on merit. He was essential to Fine Gael's election campaign. Simon Coveney from Cork, and Enda Kenny himself from Mayo. I think some people in the West were very disappointed that there weren't more ministers from the West of Ireland. But given that the Taoiseach himself is from Mayo, I think that geographical issue is covered off. But I think geography wasn't the primary concern this time round. I think it was experience, and it was also Enda Kenny was rewarding people who had supported him.
Finally, Stephen, what are the most immediate hurdles that the government has to address?
Well, the most immediate hurdle is a whole issue of EU IMF bailout. Enda Kenny is off today to see José Manuel Barroso, the President of the European Commission, and I think Europe is the first major issue. There's a meeting of Eurozone leaders. There is also then, I think before the end of this month, a meeting of an EU Council meeting, a very, very important one, which will decide how the EU deals with bank bailouts and such like into the future. At that stage, Ireland's big debt problem will be part of the equation. So I think trying to get some kind of a better deal from the EU IMF fund will be the first priority. And after that, I think the main priority is just to restore confidence in government, to have a new broom to show that things are going to change. I think last night, the first meeting of the new cabinet up with Áras an Uachtaráin, they took the first step on that by they cut the salaries again. They cut the salary of the Taoiseach was cut to 200,000, and the salaries of ministers reduced down to about 160,000. I think they had, Fine Gael and Labour had both promised to do that in their election manifestos. The fact that they did it immediately, they took office, I think is a signal of intent, and a signal that they intend to proceed with the rest of the programme as well.
Well, I look forward to seeing what happens. Stephen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.